Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. Back-to-back wins for the Bears. What's the key to making it three in a row this Sunday in Detroit?
You know, just continue the process, no matter who's playing. Grow the confidence that you have in the coaches and the meeting rooms, and then make sure you make use of it on the football field. And I think that's the key ingredients here, because there are subtle changes from the first win to the second win, and now hopefully the third win. But how do you incorporate the changes within your own football team against your next opponent? A lot of that comes from the evaluation of their weaknesses to what your gaining strengths are, and that's how you're going to go into this battle.
Tom, I really love how the Bears defense has been playing the last couple of weeks. It was amazing this last game in Kansas City, the three and outs in the fourth quarter to keep the Bears in the game before they rallied. What is the challenge going against, as you mentioned, Calvin Johnson, but not just him, Matthew Stafford, who's going to be very motivated to play well?
Understand how you can attack the quarterback through the offensive line, because I think that's going to be the detail of success of this football team. When you can unleash Pernell McPhee, you can get a sack out of Willie Young, you can get good aggressive pursuit out of Lamar Houston, and then incorporate the defensive line from there, that's what you need. Stafford and the Detroit Lions and Orlowski, the other quarterback, I think that's how you say his name, threw the ball 70 times last week. So you're going to have to incorporate a front that you take advantage of blockers being out of position. That's the one thing about pass protection, is every blocker has to sustain his block for the quarterback to have the proper amount of attention to his downfield process. That's what you don't want to give him.
Great performance by Jay Cutler the last 2 weeks late in the game, leading the Bears to back-to-back victories. He faces a Lions defense without Ndamukong Suh, without Nick Fairley. What's the challenge going against Detroit, and how much different is it now without Suh there?
You know, you still have to have the same amount of respect, because I don't know if Haloti Ngata is going to play, but they did sign the big guy in the offseason to be the new Ndamukong Suh. So it's about the process and the continuous improvement of the overall offense. I don't think you want to do anything differently because it's Detroit, but you still want Jay to incorporate the use of his talent at the line of scrimmage. If he wants to go there and have command of the line of scrimmage from not huddling, I admire what he was able to do this week. But you still have to incorporate Matt Forte, Martellus Bennett, and then continue the growth of Marquise Wilson and Josh Bellamy. It's really been fun to watch. And then you still have a little bit of the unknown in Cameron Meredith, because he's got great size and ability. You like to see him get involved more.
Now comes the most meaningful time of our show here. This is a guy that's going out for dinner with Frank Sinatra. This is a guy that has stories about everything. I'm going to ask you about the Detroit Lions. Give me a story either from your playing career, your announcing career, or your previous as a fan.
My favorite stories of playing against the Detroit Lions. My brother-in-law played for the Atlanta Falcons for 11 years. His name was John Scully. And the week before, Atlanta played Detroit. And my brother-in-law, listening to all the calls of the defense that were being made by Detroit, he wrote them all down and gave them to me, little information sharing. And as when we were on the field, every call, they were walking right into our hands. And we are blocking these guys. And I think, you know, Jay did a heck of a job on Doug English, their Pro Bowl nose tackle. And I don't know if he played anymore after that. But it was about this information sharing from my brother-in-law to me about the terminology that Detroit was using, and it was exact, and it really helped us.
I was going to say, a Bears victory, that's a family affair. I got to love it. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.